The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Now, I don't know if any of you have been so foolish as to climb a sycamore tree, but it was such an important memory for the apostles that it made its way into the Gospels. So it was obviously something that is very important for us to know, too. There's an interesting detail in this story that I think often gets overlooked. When we read this Gospel, we often assume that Zacchaeus climbed that tree. When he did, it would have been such an obviously odd thing that all attention would have been drawn to him. I mean, who else, like, what other tax collectors do you know climb sycamore trees to see some wandering preacher? But the thing is, if you've never seen a sycamore tree before, these things have lush foliage. It is almost opaque. So when Zacchaeus would have climbed that tree, instantly he would have disappeared. He would have been hidden from sight, from everyone, on the ground, in the air, everywhere. And perhaps this is part of the reason why he climbed the tree, almost as a way to stay hidden while trying to see and figure out this Jesus fellow who was passing by, trying to catch a glimpse without being noticed in return. And even though there's a huge crowd around, and even though Zacchaeus is hidden among the leaves, Christ still sees him. He can't hide. No one can. But Christ sees more than just Zacchaeus in the tree. He sees this man's heart. He sees right to the core of who Zacchaeus is. "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house," Christ says. But he doesn't just say it to Zacchaeus, he says it to each of us. He calls us by name, he asks to stay with us a while, in the houses of us sinners. Christ calls, and we must answer. And hopefully our answer is as joyfully and as generous as Zacchaeus. Half his possessions he promised to the poor, and even to make amends for his past sins. And this is the reason that Christ has come, to call us, to know us, to stay with us, to love us. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost.